Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Minnesota's grieving after a mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis killed two children and injured 17 people. Principal Matt DeBoer says to his student staff and the families of those involved,
I love you. You're so brave. And I'm so sorry this happened to us.
DeBoer says within seconds of the shooting, his teachers and students were heroes.
Children were ducked down. Adults were protecting children. Older children were protecting younger children. And as we heard earlier, it could have been significantly worse without their heroic action.
The city and Minneapolis Foundation have established a text-to-donate line, which will work with the Annunciation community. Elected officials, clergy, and anti-gun violence groups are calling for action in response to the mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic Church School. They're holding a news conference at Minneapolis City Hall today to honor the victims and push for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The group includes Mayor Jacob Frey, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Representative Emma Greenman, and members of Moms Demand Action and Protect Minnesota. They say reports indicate the shooter used an assault rifle with high-capacity magazines to shoot the 19 victims. The signs are now up on the Sergeant Joshua Schmidt Memorial Highway on a renamed stretch of Highway 23 north of Wilmer. His grandmother, Janice Hazen of New London, talked at the raising ceremony about the boy who became a soldier and died in Iraq in April 2007.
He was my first grandchild, so we saw him grow up and helped with him, and he was a fun kid. He always loved babies and old people.
The Minnesota legislature passed a bill this spring renaming the highway in honor of Sergeant Schmidt. And the Twins lost to the Blue Jays 9-8 in Toronto. The University of Minnesota football team kicks off the regular season tonight at home against Buffalo. Golden Gopher coach P.J. Fleck says he's excited to see how his new quarterback, Drake Lindsey, does.
He's a special young man. I saw that in high school in a state championship game. Then you watched him all last year prepare like a starter, learn how to transform his body, attach to Max Brosmer's hip. Max taught him everything he knows.
The Golden Gophers went 9-4 last year and bring back running back Darius Taylor and all Big Ten safety Coy Parrish. Buffalo is also coming off a 9-4 season and returns several key players. And the Minnesota Lynx shoot for their third straight victory when they play the Seattle Storm tonight at Target Center. The 37 and Lynx are coming off a 97-84 win over the Indiana Fever Sunday. All-star forward Nafisa Collier scored 32 points in her return from an ankle injury. Minnesota is 2-1 against Seattle this season. This is MNN.